May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 326. Let me but hear my Saviour say, strength shall be equal to thy day. Then I rejoice in deep distress, leaning on all-sufficient grace. Hymn 326.
From the most holy word of God, from Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 41. Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, and let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as a dust to his sword and as a driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbour, and every one said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them away, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I'll make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I'll plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittar tree, and the myrtle and the oil tree. I'll set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods, yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come from the rising of the sun, shall he call upon my name. And he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say, he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them, and I'll give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man even among them, and there was no counsellor that when I asked of them could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us and read his most holy word, and grant all needed help once again in prayer. and gracious God. Ah, thou who hast maintained us each in our pathway of life until this moment of time, upheld us even till now. Ah, yes, wrought for us great wonders. Ah, we have to say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And as we recount and think upon all thy mercies and thy favours, we likewise look at the other, on the other side of the balance, as it were, what are we? And we have to say with the psalmist, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visitest him? For we are sinners still. Oh, how solemn it is. Ah, truly finding, like the apostle of old, the good that I would do, that I do not, and that which I would not do, that I do. Sin, evil, is ever present with us, and we mourn over it. But oh, we trust we can say, like the hymn writer, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And oh, we venture then unto the footstool of mercy, the throne of grace, with nothing in our hands, nothing to commend ourselves. For a sin in all, in every part, in all we do, there is sin mixed with it. Our very best is stained and dyed, or all is nothing worth. But oh, we see one, our sufficiency, our all, the one needful. And can we not say with the hymn writer, I without him perish must? And truly, ah, what a mercy it is unto each one of us, and may it be so from the youngest here to the oldest. But let us become all our desire, but perhaps one this afternoon, those wishes which seem so weak, that Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Oh, may it please then. Perhaps one that is so tried and troubled, pursued by the adversary, waiting daily at thy gates, at the post thy doors, longs to hear the voice of our Saviour. Ah, yes, perhaps not coming that far, they long to hear the voice of one. Ah, yes, they desire to be their Saviour. They see that there's no help in anyone else, no salvation to be found in anyone else. And thou art all their desire. They long to lay hold upon thee. They long for that sweet assurance of faith. Ah, whereby they can say, is my Redeemer, my Saviour, my all. Oh, we plead then. Do look down upon us each according to that position we're found in. Some found many years in the way with the difficulties and trials which seem to oppress and distress them. Yes. Walking much by night. And others, yes, perhaps thou hast just in recent times brought them up, out of nature's darkness. And they know not of that light and liberty of the gospel. They now find that warfare, how great it is. And oh, when we look back to that time when it was so oneself, we prove more of that warfare afterwards. When even we put on that open profession of thy name, we found more of that warfare and taunts of the adversary. Ah, yes, as he stirred up and stirred up and stirred up. And so we plead for such. And thou knowest those that, they still grope for the wall like the blind. They long for thee to anoint their eyes with that eye self. They might see clearly. Perhaps they're like that Ethiopian eunuch we mentioned this morning. A little measure of light through the lattice of the gospel. And they desire the Spirit to send one or another to them. The blessed Spirit to teach them. Yes, to teach them and lead them into all truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, we plead them. Do remember such and those that are still yet dead and unconcerned, and such were some of us. How many years we sat in thy courts and we wanted no more than for the time to be gone and the Monday morning to come again. The Monday morning to come again and all those glittering things of this life that we pursued after. Oh, how solemn it was. The clock seemed to stand still. Until that time that it bore our ear to the doorpost, then it seemed quite opposite. Sometimes we're, under the Lord's servants. We were led along, a little hope in exercise, faith in exercise. And and then we looked at the clock and we saw the time was gone. We longed for them to go on, if it was possible. Long for them to go on, desiring to hear that we might, be brought into that place of liberty, that place of liberty when they would set the dumb to speak, set the tongue loose. We felt bound month after month, week after week, month after month, year after year. But all that time came. Often used to think of that one of Bethesda's Paul, 38 years. That time came. Thou art sovereign in thy dealings. Some it is like the dying thief. And some, 38 years. There is that which is accomplished by the Spirit, which is effectual. Which truly is to their joy and rejoicing when they do taste that thou art gracious. And so we plead to hear and answer each one's desire. Manifest thyself yet in love and mercy to them. Oh, may they see and handle and feel thy precious truths, the word of thy grace, of thy gospel in all its beauty, as they might see thee in all thy beauty, in all thy glorious beauty, that truly might be Christ revealed, their hope of glory. They might find like Yeti of old, they can say, I've seen yon lovely man. And so we plead for each one. And so we plead, do then take us each in hand. We fast hasten on to a never-ending eternity. It's before us each. Teach us to number our days, we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. Oh, teach us each to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. That's not to know the length of our days, but know how short they are. An eternity, all those unnumbered years. And where will be our destined place? Shall it be with thee in those mansions which thou hast prepared? Or will it be where the worm dieth not and the flame is not quenched? Oh, we plead. Do then stir us up. May we not be found like those foolish virgins. For we know not when the bridegroom shall appear. But prepare us each, Lord, and those lines come to our mind again. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. For thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. And leave us not to anything false. Any pillows sewn under arm holes, remove them, Lord. Take away rotten props, and may we be found upon Christ, the solid rock. For in that day, that last great day, that last battle, it will find out any rotten props and the pillows sewn under armholes, there'll be no sure resting place there. But, oh, to be shut in with Christ. Ah, to be shut in with thee, and to be clothed upon with that robe which thou hast wrought. That when we have to appear before the judge of all the earth, it truly shall be, 'tis he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. So, Lord, we plead, take us each in hand. Ah, yes, as we stand up in thy name, oh, leave us not then to leave anyone resting short of thee. And, oh, Lord, we plead that the Spirit will not leave them there. Ah, yes, we plead that the blessed Spirit will not leave them there, resting upon anything short of thee. And so we plead that then take us each in hand, and lead us forth by that right way, that we might go into that city of habitation, whose builder and maker is God. And once again, to remember the dear young friends here, the very young, through to those going on into life. Oh, may they cast their cares upon thee whilst young in years. Enable them so to do. Put thy fear in their hearts. And, O Lord, as we thought upon it this morning, that which as they go to the Sabbath school, may there be that which is sealed upon their hearts there, as those that labour in that way before the children, unto the children. They might not labour in vain, nor spend their strength for naught. It might be that seed sown upon good ground, that seed being the word of life, the word of thy grace, the word of thy truth. And so we plead, even in their young years, break up that fallow ground of their heart and prepare it that it might receive that seed. There might be that which is even now taking root downward and shall yet break forth into the light, cannot be hidden. Once again, remember the parents as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Grant them the help in this, and also to counter that which is evil in our day, evil teachings. Or is it not a day when evil is called good and good is called evil? The law is slacked. Oh, grant them that wisdom, we plead. Strengthen them in it, and perhaps it is at times they wonder how to answer, such is the complexity, or they wouldn't want to speak of those things that we find in our day, and as men look upon it, they don't call it evil. There's nothing filthy in it, but to us it is a filthiness, vileness, and perhaps as they're wondering how to speak of it before they're young. Oh, grant them that help to do it. Do it in the fear of the Lord. Ah, yes, some things we would not want to speak of. But Lord, give them that help, that wisdom, so to do in that right way. But do help me at this time when schooling, that which is now put on hold, as it were, as regards going to the school. We think of one another. The burden now falls to the parents and especially to the mothers. Grant them that help. And we think also that do school at home. We plead that help for them in all these things. Ah, it adds to the burden of the mother, the housewife, with all her duties. But Lord, grant that strength sufficient for each day, that upholding grace in it. Ah, perhaps whilst they're detained at home, there are perhaps as a freedom from those things which might be taught, and perhaps as a mercy in this. And so we plead that help for them. And once again, we plead for those in the midst of life. And certainly what varied scenes and changes we've seen in the past year. Things are whereby they were once, according to man, unmovable, turned upside down by Almighty God. Turned upside down, things brought to naught. Oh Lord, we find, do we not? Each one of us has had that effect in some measure. Some in greater measure than others. We plead that thou wouldest grant that help, and especially in those busy scenes and those cares of this life, the workplaces and the businesses, oh, may they prove there is help laid upon one that is mighty, one that is able to make those mountains flow down to his presence. Ah, yes, those crooked things straight, and those dark places light. And so we plead for those in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day. Manage all for them by the way unto the end. Once again, those in the even time of life. The grasshopper becomes a burden. Heart and flesh does begin to fail. They realise that, ah, yes, their days here are numbered. And then, ah, they go to their long home. But, O Lord, we plead, do grant them those tokens for good. Those tokens of thy special care, that they are born of God, that their treasure is above. That they are amongst those sons and daughters by blessed adoption. Those heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. O Lord, we looked upon our own dear late mother. And oh, how she had to prove in her last days. Ah, much warfare. Many taunts of the adversary. But oh, those words which were brought to her mind, safety is of the Lord. And she proved her eternal safety was there. She proved that there is that one that truly loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity. That great shepherd and bishop of the soul that has said, ah, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, born them and carry them all the days of old. Will not cast them off. Will not leave them to the hand of the adversary. Will not leave them to make shipwreck of faith. But they shall prove and do they not. Ah, yes, they prove the blessed Spirit, the Holy Spirit, bringing to their remembrance, enabling them to plead. Oh, what a mercy when the Spirit enables that one to plead even in their weakness, when heart and flesh all begin to fail. Plead unto one who is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. They have to venture there. There's no arm of flesh to rest upon. But all safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. So we plead to remember those in the even time of life. And perhaps some are, yes, brought down to the swellings of Jordan. May they prove that, ah, thou art that one that changeth not. Yes, that one that has loved them with an everlasting love. Ah, it's an everlasting love. They are bound up in that covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Yes, they mourn over what they are. Quoted it this morning, even as regards David. He mourned over it with his last words, though my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Oh, may they know the sure mercies of David. Safety is of the Lord. That's where David's safety was. And so we plead to remember also those in their afflictions. One we know of here, been acquainted with, but others also. Thou knowest any that walk in affliction's path. Do sanctify the path and sweeten all the pain. Bless all the means used for their good. Draw near and comfort them. Oh, is it not then we need the comforter? Ah, when we feel we weak and weary with the journey. Ah, yes, harassed by the adversary. Ah, yes, what an adversary we have, a cruel foe. But oh, what a mercy when the blessed comforter makes all his goodness pass before that poor one in the way. And it gives a little hope in his mercy that that one that has brought them hitherto, yes, and now a fresh trouble or trial or affliction is in their path. He who hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. So we plead for afflicted ones. Put forth thy healing hand in thy good time and way if it could please thee, and grant them that healing. And we know of one another affected even with that virus. Lord, we plead, ah, yes, that thou wouldst raise them up again. We thank thee for a measure of restoring to one we know of. But Lord, we plead, do remember any that are afflicted by it. Oh, do be pleased to draw near unto them. Ah, yes, draw near unto them. And we plead as thou hast sent that forth into the nation, that thou wouldest through these things open the eyes of the blind, cause the deaf to hear. Ah, yes, and bring those into thy court, such as thou wilt save, such as thou hast a purpose of grace toward. They might be, so wrought upon by these terrible things in righteousness. They found coming into thy courts with the sirs we would see Jesus, or give me Christ, or else I die. But Lord, we plead them for thy, as we think upon those things at the moment, that might be that wrought in this nation. Through these things which thou hast caused to come, for we have departed from thee. We've turned thee the back and not the face. We truly sin against light and knowledge. Oh, how solemn is the case. How solemn is the case. Ah, thy word is trodden underfoot. Thy laws are forsaken. Thy day is desecrated. Oh, we plead that yet through these things thou hast awakened many sinners round to come and fill the places. We plead that through these things might be, instead of closing chapels, they might be built. Ah, oh, Lord, we plead, is anything too hard for thee? Ah, when faith is in exercise, we can say nothing is too hard for thee. But we often find we're like that one. We come, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. But oh, we plead, is anything too hard for thee? It seems an impossibility to us. But oh, we plead. Put forth thy mighty hand. Touch this one and that one. Arrest them in their mad career. Oh, bring them in smiting upon their breasts and crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We plead that it might be so with the prodigals. Yes, the prodigals turned aside from thy courts those years ago. Thou knowest where they are. Thine arm is not shortened, it cannot save. It can save even unto the uttermost. Oh, bring them to feel that they're those uttermost sinners. Sinners of the deepest dye. Oh, convince them by thy Spirit of their great need. And bring them to feel their want. Ah, yes. May it please you, those things which perhaps they've gone into. And have been satisfied their carnal desires. Might be death and decay stamped upon them all. Brought to return to their father's household. Oh, we plead that it might be so. So do strengthen Zion. Strengthen those things which remain. Those things which are ready to die. And O Lord, as we look upon Zion, we mourn over what we see. We sit in sackcloth and ashes. And, O Lord, we find in oneself, what a mercy. Ah, yes, if we're unable to weep between the porch and the altar, leave us not then to be so hardened and indifferent to these things, but all to be found as mourners and weepers in Zion, that thou wouldest yet return and revive us again, that thou wouldest yet, work those wonders in our midst. Lord, bring back the rebellious. Oh, turn the heart of man. And, oh Lord, we plead, stir us up also likewise as we pleaded this morning. And may it make us honest before thee. May the Spirit make us honest. We might say, search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way in my heart. And, O Lord, bring us each that true confession and godly sorrow for sin. Leave us not to anything mock. Ah, man can soon take upon his lips, an apology, and it comes from the lip. But all that might be known and seen, that it is that which is wrought in us by the Spirit. True confession, godly sorrow for sin. And so we plead, do work mighty in our midst. and do yet build up Zion. Lord, we thank thee that, yes, where twos and the threes gather, thou hast promised to be in the midst. And now at times we find it is so, often so, twos and the threes. Oh, we thank thee for that promise. Oh, may there be a proving of it this day where just twos and threes gather. We thank thee for that promise that where, as we regard Zion, thou would abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. These promises which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, they cannot fail. Oh, they cannot fail, and we thank thee for it. And so as we look upon those desolations, the promise stands true. Thou wilt abundantly, for it is thy dwelling place. Thou art king there. Zion, yes, our king over Zion, and thou wilt abundantly. And we thank thee for that word, abundantly. Man does things meagerly at times, not always. Yes, perhaps just enough. But we read there abundantly. Bless her provision and satisfy her poor bread. Oh, may it please her this day. Through the operation of the Spirit, not much is spoken of the Holy Spirit in our day. But we're dependent upon the Spirit. We're dependent upon the Spirit being our comforter. And we're dependent upon that one, the comforter, to bring to our mind thy word as we spake this morning, to bring to our remembrance all the words which thou hast spoken. And yes, and even that way, perhaps that which is in time past, there might be a renewing and a refreshing through it again. What a mercy the Spirit knows our need. Knows our need. And will revive that one individually and when they feel that dearth within, that barrenness within, that lifelessness within. When there's that groaning, the Spirit will revive. The Spirit will breathe upon their dry bones, those bones so dry and dead. You find like that one in thy gospel, that well of water springing up unto everlasting life. And so may we each prove it, down to the end of our days. And so we plead to remember Zion, and the little gatherings, and thy servants have gone forth to labour again this afternoon. We plead thy blessing upon that which was attended to this morning, and perhaps a reading service. May thy blessing rest upon all these things. Have we not known a reading service at times to come right where we are? We would not despise it. And we thank thee for those sermons left on record, perhaps from many, many years ago. And at times they're quite relevant to one or another's position, pathway, circumstance, comes right where they are. And so we plead, as thou art not confined to place or means or mode, may thy blessing rest upon all those things attended to in thy name this day. May thy word go forth in the power of the Spirit and not return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou hast sent it. And so we plead, do help us, each in our paths and individual circumstances. And, O Lord, especially in those scenes at this moment of time in our history, yes, what with one thing and another and that virus which thou hast sent forth, may we find each one of us a divine protector, unseen yet forever at hand. May we also prove, yes, there is help laid upon one that is mighty. Oh, that one that is mighty, upon whom help is laid. That one that created all things, and by whom are all things. Yes, but it must be this. Oh, lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord, Is it not the Lord, the creator of all these things, and by whom are all these things? Help laid upon one that is mighty. So do remember us now, then we plead, and we would not forget, any that are confined to their homes for whatever reason. Go to them where they are, make one with them. Some are very fearful, and we would not be unmindful of them. But go to them where they are, and once again we thank thee for the open doors. We thank thee thou hast maintained this privilege to us. When we've seen many things closed, carnal amusements, wicked places, dens of iniquity closed, and the house of God, the doors are open. But how few attend the solemn feast. Oh, we plead that through these things, as we pleaded earlier, there might be those yet whose ears may be bored to the doorpost, caused to come in, constrained to come in. Constrained to come in. So we plead for thy help now as we're gathered together. Do us each good, send an empty away. Oh, may thy word be a living word. May it be meat and drink unto us. Lord, thou knowest. To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And so we plead then for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Part of hymn number 142. Hymn 142, I'll read verse 1, and then the organ will play for verses 8 to 13. Go worship at Emmanuel's feet, see in his face what wonders meet. Earth is too narrow to express his worth, his glory, or his grace. Hymn 142, and now commencing at verse 8 to verse 13.
Thank you.
seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. We turn back to those verses we tried to speak from this morning out of John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Once again, the Blessed Comforter, the Holy Spirit. I believe I hinted this morning that there are those that have a religion which doesn't need the Holy Spirit. It is all of the flesh. The flesh can do it. The flesh can manage. The flesh can take the word. They seem to speak with a great deal of self-assurance, and it is noble than that. But the poor child of God, the trembling worm, Jacob, he wants that which is real. He wants to hear the Lord speak. He wants to feel the Lord's touch and to see his smile. He wants to know these things in divine reality, not in the notion of it, but something known and felt. Something known and felt in my mind, and my mind just went for a moment in the interval to that woman of Samaria that was, she'd had a number of husbands, and the Lord met her at that well, did he not? Yes, and he knew all about her. For the Spirit searches the heart and tries the way. And when the Lord met her at that well, and he spoke to her concerning that living water, yes, that living water. And was she not brought to desire it when there was that made known to her? Because she said a little later, did she not? This man that told me, as she told her fellow citizens, this man that told me all things that ever I did, is not this the Christ? It revealed her heart. And the Spirit reveals the heart, as we said this morning, reveals the heart, shines within, manifests unto that one their need. The Lord said, did he not unto her, concerning that thirsting? Yes, as that natural thirst, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water, meaning that water, that natural well, where they were both found that day, shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him. And I believe that speaking of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Yes, they shall know what it is to long for Christ. And they shall desire that again and again. But they shall not go without. In that way, permanently, there shall be that which satisfies them. The bounty and the sufficiency of God's grace. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said, did she not, sir, give me this water. Do you hunger and thirst after Christ and his righteousness? And you long, that the Spirit might, manifest himself to you as that one that has taken up that abode in your heart. What a mercy if it is so. What a mercy if it is so. That one that then has brought, under the revealing and all-searching eye of God, to confess they're a sinner. They're brought out of that way which, they were once found in that broad way which leadeth unto down to that, if they're brought down to the end of their days in that broad way, it shall be hell. That place, that destined place for those, outside of the secret. Where the worm dieth not and the flame is not quenched, but they're brought into that narrow way, changing their heart and renewing their will, and turning their feet to Zion's hill. They're brought out of that broad way, which leadeth unto destruction, and into that narrow way, which leadeth unto life. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. And is that not your desire and mine, that I might be found in that way, that I am in that way? You long for the Spirit to reveal these things, to seal these truths upon your heart, to reveal these things and speak them, so they are known and felt within. And so we, as we read then this afternoon, that one that's led along, brought out of nature's dark, they find it is a waste, howling wilderness. As I believe, as you draw thoughts toward a close this morning, how we shall have need of the Comforter down to the end of our days. Comforter, yes, in those things which concern our day-to-day lives. We have a path appointed for us to lean upon our beloved. We're brought there. We didn't lean before. We leant upon an arm of flesh, but we're brought to that place. Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? We're brought to that place where we know there is that refuge and strength, that very present help in trouble. The Spirit has brought us there, brought you there. Has it not been so, even in recent times? The Spirit has led you along, as we said, I believe this morning, those things the Lord has been pleased to bring upon this nation. Perhaps has brought that into your heart, realization that, there's an end that must come to all things. And how many we hear of, whether those numbers are correct or not, we argue not with that, but certainly many are taken from time to eternity. Did they ever know the Comforter? Did they ever know the Comforter? Were they ever brought to cry unto him for mercy, unto this one that the Comforter, yes, reveals to them? Or did they die, perish in their sins, as dead as the day they were born, conceived in sin and shape and iniquity, and who can know it? Oh, the Spirit, the blessed Spirit, taking that poor sinner in hand, breathing upon his dry bones. Oh, you read, I believe it, is it not, that 16th chapter in Ezekiel? Oh, yes, that 16th chapter in Ezekiel. Oh, have you been found there? None, I pitied thee. To do any of these unto thee, where you read that 16th chapter, and we read in the 4th verse onwards, and for thy nativity in the day, as for thy nativity in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast neither sorted at all, nor swallowed at all. None I pitied thee, to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out into the open field to the loathing of thy person, in that day when thou wast born. That loathing of thy person, that day of thy new birth. But all you read, yes, you read on down, that purpose of grace, when I pass by thee, that time appointed, do you long for that time that the Lord might pass by you, that one cast out, feeling to be, truly wretched and ruined and poor and undone. When I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. And you read on down that time of love. That's the Spirit teaching, leading, drawing. That is not one, yes, as we said a little earlier, that they can take or leave. They can take or leave the things of the gospel. This is that one that knows and feels their need. Ah, the foulest. Ah, yes, the most black, the most uncomely. Those with their wounds and their bruises and their putrefying sores, they shall come. In that appointed time, they shall, that time of love, he will spread his skirt over them. Spread his skirt over them. And then that path, that path, that poor sinner, as he proves there in the waste howling wilderness, through much tribulation, thorns also and thistles, need of the comforter, again and again through that pathway of life, leaning upon her beloved, it must be so. And so that chapter we read out of Isaiah, does it not speak there of the comforter, those comforts which are through the comforter, when the Spirit draws near unto such a one, when the Spirit draws near unto them, the one that knows your path, knows all that concerns you at the moment of this moment of time, perhaps is hidden from another. Ah, yes, we don't always divulge, and it's not good to divulge everything as regards our pathway to another. But oh, the Lord knows. The Lord knows what concerns you and what concerns me. What causes you to fear and what causes me to fear. What brings sorrow into your heart and what brings sorrow into my heart. Those days of darkness and distress which are our portion here below, the Lord knows. So it might be hidden from another. But like as Job said, he knoweth the way that I take. His so-called friends didn't understand his case. They thought this and thought that. And pronounced this and pronounced that upon him. Lord knows, and like it was then with Job, the Lord knew. Yes, I know I spake this morning even as regards oneself, that time when, yes, so tempted and tried of the adversary, curse God and die, was not that which Job had to endure? Yes, his wife spake unto him. Even in that way, he got none left to help him. No, not even that one even as regards that what man was provided with by Almighty God, well, Adam was, and it was so, and it is so even to this day. He saw that it was not good that man should live alone, dwell alone, and there was that provision for him. But even there, what a sad place it was for Job. Even his dear one said to him, curse God and die. Ah, yes, sometimes we're brought into very lonely places. And it's between your God and, it's between your soul and your God, your path and your God. It is very personal, is it not? And a lonely place, a lonely path. And such a word as we spoke and read this afternoon, what a mercy, when by the Spirit draws near and speaks. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Did we not read this morning? Did we not read this morning? If I can find the words. I can't lay my eyes upon the words, but as regards a comforter, it is not just for a moment or for now and again. That one will abide with a poor sinner. where they prove this, the promise to be true, for he has said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. You find, yes, in the midst of those trials when you need this one to speak, he will speak, fear thou not. And then you find this, those rivers of water in a dry place. Yes, that well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Oh, it speaks of it, does it not, in this chapter. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, do you have need then of those fear not? And fear thou not. Have you proved then the Spirit has at times has applied them to your heart? Met you in the way. Met you in the way. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Coming back to that refuge, that one you'll have to lean upon. That one that you'll be given that new sharp threshing instrument to call upon again and again. That's the Spirit moving within you. That's that Spirit, the blessed Spirit, the Holy Spirit moving within you. New sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Or have you proved perhaps of late troubles and trials, deep troubles and trials, and you fell and you've had to enter into the closet. And you've poured your heart out before the Lord, the Spirit enabling. Comes back to that. You've had to stand and acknowledge the Spirit enabled. The Spirit enabled you to plead in a way which you've never pleaded before. Given that new life to prayer. Ah, that's the Spirit, the Comforter. Gives a new life to prayer when you're in that necessity. You prove the abounding of God's grace, the abundance of it, and the worth of it. As I said, even the past week, as the week went on, I felt more and more in a dark and desperate state. A dark and desperate state. At our prayer meeting on the Friday evening, I barely knew how to go. I said, I believe this morning those lines in that psalm, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, O my God. Shall yet praise him. Well, did not the psalmist have need of the Holy Spirit there? Yes, it made him feel his need. And the Holy Spirit brought him. Ah, yes, drew him, in that way, was it not? To pant. Perhaps troubles have brought you to pant recently. Pant, being burdened, oppressed and distressed, cast down, dark places. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. That was a Spirit moving within the psalmist. Why art thou cast down on my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? And then the blessed Spirit given that comfort there to wait on. To go again perhaps. Yes, go again seven times. There is little hope in Exodus. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet. a looking forward to, an anticipation. What a mercy if the Spirit gives that little hope, that anticipation. I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Well, on the one hand, is it not to speaking the present tense there? Who is the health of my countenance? The Spirit being his remembrancer. The Spirit bringing back to his remembrance past times that I know have often spake of David when Ziklag was burned with fire. These things are left on record for us, and it was it not the Comforter there, the Holy Spirit, brought to his remembrance all the way, which the Lord his God had led him. He was in a lonely place, was he not? It's in the lost awe. And even those of his countrymen would have stoned him. But oh, he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. His love in time past, the hymn writer put it, forbids me to think you'll leave me at last in trouble to sink. Each sweet Ebenezer I have in review confirms his good pleasure. Ah, even the lines of a hymn, the lines of a hymn confirms his good pleasure. To help me quite through, why art thou cast down? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? There are many things that bring the poor child of God to feel very cast down. Personal things, things in the churches, things in the nation. All these things, yes, oppress and distress in their measure. Sometimes yes, brought to those places where we think, the enemy's got the last hand, the upper hand. As I felt it was so that night, spoke to you this morning, and that night, I thought the enemy got the upper hand. But all the Spirit, new sharp freshening instrument, that one that knows your feeble frame, my feeble frame, your frame and how feeble it is, how fearful it is. Remembers that you are dust, yes, when we think upon him. That one that took upon himself a body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin, made like unto his brethren. Tempted in all points like us, we are yet without sin. By his Spirit. Yes, sends forth his word. Sends forth his word and it meets you in the way. Sends forth his word and it's meat and drink unto you. Lifts up your weak hands and confirms your feeble knees. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God. So have you known and proved that threshing instrument, life to prayer, calling upon the Lord in your day of trouble, in your perplexity, in your distress, in your darkness, when you're oppressed by the adversary? You come like the hymn writer, I seem forsaken and alone, and hear the lion roar. And every door is shut but one, and that is mercy's door. That's the Spirit moving within, granting that one strength sufficient to go again. Yes, may you yet see the cloud the size of the man's hand. When seven times, did not that servant of the prophet go those seven times? It was nothing. go again. Nothing. Seven times, and what did he see? A cloud the size of man's hand. Well, when we look at that naturally, our old carnal reasoning may say, well, what's a cloud the size of a man's hand? What can that do? Well, there was soon the sound of the abundance of rain. I will open. The word declares, we read it this afternoon, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will. Oh, may the Spirit then seal these truths upon your heart and mine again. We need them. Ah, it's not long before fresh troubles come and we have need again and again. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I'll make the wilderness a pool of water, the dry land springs of water. I'll plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittar tree, and the myrtle and the oil tree. I'll set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this. Ah, the God of all grace, coming back to, I quoted it this morning, I think, the God of all grace, the Father of mercies, and that abundance in your time of need. The abundance of his grace in the time of need. Ah, yes, and that old adversary. I know I've spoken of this before, I believe. But ours are proving of it, and we have to prove it again and again. When the Lord, yes, is in the presence of your enemy, that cruel foe, like we read of the psalmist in Psalm 23. Ah, we refer to David often, but he knew what troubles were. He knew what trials were. As we spoke of that concerning Ziklag, there was only one he could go to. The Spirit enabled him to go. Like as David penned that Psalm 23. Yes, that one that feels in a barren place. Feels they shall sink to rise no more. We feel it often. And felt it recently many times. Ah. But the Lord has sustained. The Lord has sustained. And when we prove this, thou preparest. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And then we're brought to this. When the Lord does abundantly pour in the oil and wine of his gospel, the Spirit revealing it to you, bringing it to your, opening it up to your understanding, then you can come in with the lines of the last verse of that Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ah, when the Lord does appear. Ah, when there's that time of rejoicing. Ah, then there's that prospect. Let not your heart be troubled. Read it this morning, did we not? Let not your heart be troubled. Turn to it. But oh, let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. Ah, I will come again. And receive unto myself that where I am, there you may be also. Ah, when through the light of his gospel, yes, when the Lord lifts up the light of his countenance upon you. Ah, a sweet assurance of faith, assurance of that hope. That's the Spirit's work. But all the time has gone, we've got to journey home. We were acquainted that was snow covering the ground at home, so we feel we cannot remain too long. But oh, may each one prove, ah, yes, the blessed Comforter, and those blessings which only he can give. And it's the blessings of Almighty God, is not the gods of men. There is nothing. They're of naught, and anyone that chooses a god of man that cannot do them any good, they're an abomination, and they shall fail you at last. But this one brought to lean, enabled to lean, they'll prove this one that speaks, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, not just strengthen thee, but yea, also I will help thee. And not only that, yea, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. My righteousness. May you prove then those blessings that follow, when the poor and the needy seek water. And there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will. These are shelves and wills of this Almighty God, this Jehovah. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I'll make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I'll plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittar tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I'll set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Ah, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Timothy Parish will preach on Tuesday evening and again next Lord's Day. And the evening service next Lord's Day will be at 6 o'clock. And he hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 1156. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Hymn 1156.
language of that last hymn. Thou knowest how we're brought into the sweetness of it those years ago. O Lord, what a mercy when we're reminded those blessings, those favours to a poor sinner. Oh, how we need thee to remind us that it is not through the Spirit. Once again, revealing them to us. Give that hope in his mercy. Oh, we thank thee for it. And oh, may we each prove the Comforter, the blessed Comforter, the Holy Ghost. Thou knowest the need of each one, and the path, Lord, of each one. Ah, may they prove that one that does speak. And then when thou dost speak, who then can make trouble? Give that peace of God which passeth all understanding. O Lord, may there be a proving of it. May there be a proving of it. But now thy word declares through much tribulation, we shall enter the kingdom. Thorns also and thistles, and so it is. But, O Lord, we thank thee for that abundance of thy grace. We thank thee, that there is that one to whom we can go. We thank thee that thou dost send, the Holy Comforter, right where we are, to meet us in the way. Without word in season. That word in season which has in time past lifted up our weak hands and confirmed our feeble knees. Has brought us to go on again, looking alone unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And so we plead, do remember each one. Undertake for them, manage all by the way unto the end. Now we will commit each into thy kind care and keeping as we leave thy courts. May we be found sheltering under the shadow of the Almighty, under thy watchful care. So do watch over us each. Be our guard, our guide, our counselor, our friend, from this time forth and forevermore. And so do remember us each on the roads and oneself, and dear ones, we journey back. May we be given peace and safety, but each one, whether near or far. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.